time together. Today I want to talk about mistaken identity. Who is Jesus Christ? The question has been asked for the last 2,000 years. Some say he was a great teacher. Some say he was a mighty prophet. Some say he was a magician. People have often misidentified him as to who he really was. Jesus was not recognized, and he was misidentified even during his own earthly ministry. This cost people their eternal life with the Lord. So who is Jesus is one of life's greatest questions. Now, in the New Testament, he was misidentified. Here are a few examples of misidentification from the New Testament as who Jesus was. Number one, first, Jesus was thought to be a gardener. From John chapter 20, Mary Magdalene turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus, supposing him to be the gardener. Jesus was not a gardener. Mary looked at Jesus and thought she saw a gardener. Jesus probably did some gardening, but he was not a gardener. Mary misidentified Jesus. Second, Jesus was thought to be a ghost. From Luke chapter 24, the disciples looked at Jesus and thought they saw a ghost. While Jesus' disciples were talking about what had happened, Jesus appeared and greeted them. They were frightened and terrified because they thought they were seeing a ghost. His response was, "Ghosts do not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." Number three, Jesus was accused of being a country bumpkin. The Jewish leaders said, "Nazareth," this is from John chapter 1. The Jewish leaders said, "Nazareth, can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nathanael asked. John chapter 1 says Nazareth was in the country and it was backwater. People from Galilee were looked down upon by the people of Judah. Galilee had a lot of Gentiles, and the religious people of Jerusalem lumped everyone in Galilee into one basket, including Jesus. Isaiah tells us he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Jesus was not a country bumpkin, but he was the Son of God. Today, people had different ideas about who Jesus was. For example, people have said that Jesus was an apocalyptic prophet, talking about predicting the future. Second, they said he was a charismatic leader, like a TV preacher. Third, people say he was a philosopher discussing different intellectual topics and presenting one religion for intellectual discussion. People say he was a powerful communicator and was able to speak to large crowds. They say he was a wise, great teacher, as shown by the Sermon on the Mount. They say he was a prophet of social change and focused on the poor, the widows, and those in prison. They say he was a rabbi familiar with Jewish customs. They say he was a holy man like a Buddhist monk. And they say he was an enlightened man like a Hindu priest. Unfortunately, these people missed the boat, which leads to eternal life. The reality and the truth. What is Jesus called in the Bible? There are true names for Jesus. For example, he's called the Christ, the Savior, the Son of David, King of Kings, the Good Shepherd, the Son of Man, the Cornerstone, and a host of other names. A few more truths from the Bible. From John chapter 20, it says, "But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you may have eternal life in his name." He was called the Messiah and the Son of God. Isaiah chapter 9, he is called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 7, "You shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Isaiah 28, Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Jesus is called a stone. Behold, lay in Zion a foundation stone, a tried stone, a precious stone, a sure foundation to those who believe. In conclusion, Jesus is the Savior, the King of Kings, the Son of Man, the Son of God, the only way of truth and life. Are you following the Jesus of the Bible or another Jesus? Is he the biblical Jesus or the human traditional Jesus that you may be following? When we know he is the only one way to God and that through the true Jesus Christ, put your faith in him today. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Thank you that we have a clear understanding of who he was. We're not confused by the ways of the world. Lord, help the message to go forth that Jesus is the King of Kings, the Son of God, the Son of Man. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.